Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. I'm Ewan Rankin. All the technology news in around 5 minutes. So forthcoming 4G networks could interfere with 10% of UK TVs in homes. It would seem that you might get all excited about the fantastic data speeds that you're going to get with LTE coming in, but the 800 MHz spectrum means that the chances are that your Freeview box is going to be crippled. It's going to affect around 2.5 million homes, so just a few. But there's a company out there who's been asked to help to lessen the effect by the government. They're going to install subsidised filters in residences across the country that are likely to be affected, but it would still mean that around 8,500 homes will not get any Freeview TV afterwards. Oh dear. Bad luck. Hey, as long as it's not me, I don't care. Some new software is going to allow the Met instant access to smartphone data. If they've got reasonable suspicion that there's data on there that could help with their investigation, they don't need a court order and they can take the software and apply it and get all of the data off. The software has come from a firm called Esco, and what it'll do is get all of your call and messaging data off the SIM card, even if the SIM is locked out. Even if your mobile provider has locked the SIM card out, they'll still be able to get to it. No word on RIM. Apparently there is an interesting challenge for them when it comes to RIM, because they can't get in instantly. That's probably the one they want to crack more than anything, I would have thought. Businesses in the UK are bracing themselves. The Olympics are coming. You're not going to be able to get to work. But Citrix have the answer. For the next 90 days, you can have free trials online of all of its collaboration software, so that'll get you through the Olympic disruption. But they're hoping that at the end of it, you'll want the software because it was invaluable. Today is National Work From Home Day, apparently. I'm working from home. What about you? I think you should as well. Then you can watch the Mac Show live and drink beer with me at 3:30. That'd be good. TalkTalk is going to become a mobile vendor here in the UK. They're going to offer a small bunch of low-cost SIM-only deals that's going to enhance their existing SIM-only and data products, they said. Do bear in mind that TalkTalk is probably one of the most complained about services to Ofcom, and Ofcom just gave them a slap just recently for sales talk. It says that Carphone Warehouse is one of their biggest competitions. I've got to say, I thought Carphone Warehouse had a very big vested interest in TalkTalk. Could be wrong. In the States, T-Mobile has launched contract-free data-only plans. 4G plans start at $15 for 300 megabytes over the course of a week and go up to 5 gig for $50 over the course of a month. It's pretty expensive, but then whole of America is as far as data is concerned. Will it come to the UK? I hope not at those prices. Blimey hell. Facebook is going to sell itself at $38 a share. It's official. Trading begins on Friday morning, and it could be the biggest independent public offering in American history. That's going to value the company at $104 billion. So what's going to happen on Friday is everyone's going to buy the shares. They'll trade high, and then the people will sell at the end of the day. And then on Monday morning, you'll realise you'll be holding on to absolutely nothing. So buy with caution, won't you? Big bubble coming Monday. Watch out. The Fat Man MyTube is out there. It's a fantastic retro tube amp that comes with Bluetooth streaming as well as. It looks very, very nice. It retails at around $380 or £240. It does look like a wedding cake. That's the only thing I could think when I saw it. But tube sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, we like tube. Nike and Tom Sachs have created the Nike Craft Sportswear. It's supposedly space-grade materials that make up bags. There's one on Engadget which you can have a look at, and I've got to say, it looks like one of those bags that they deliver building sand in, the huge things. Someone stitched that together. Space-grade, my arse, and there's no prices on it either, so don't expect it to be cheap. It looks crap. VIA has unveiled a fanless Eden X2 AMOS 3002 tiny dual core processor. What's special about this is the fact that it doesn't need a fan on it, of course, and also it's going to fit into your radio slot on your car. It is going to give you dual core PC processing in your car all the time. There's loads of connectors on the back, and it is small. It is super small. No word on price and no word on availability, but they're talking about it being a sell to manufacturer rather than a sell to public. We'll have to wait and see. iRig has brought out the iRig Mix. Now, they've got fantastic stuff with microphones and guitar preamps and that kind of stuff for your iPhone, but the mobile mixer is here. It looks really, really nice, and if you like dubbing and mixing your beats out on the road, then it would be perfect for you. Whether it links up to an existing sound system or not, it doesn't say, but I'm sure it does. And it's only $99, so about £60. Not bad at all. And finally, It seems that Apple doesn't like the word jailbreak in the US. It's taken all of the things that have got jailbreak or jailbreaking on it, and it's blanked them out like they were a swear word. So now the word jailbreak is as bad as and yes, it would seem that's the case. Bad luck. Hasn't affected the UK store though, because those words are all perfectly good in English, even though they are swear words. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com and we'll post it. You can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at British Tech Network. We'll be back again this afternoon. Photo show at 2 o'clock, Mac show at 3:30, with Mr. Andy Anatko joining us for his monthly roundup of all of the news in Apple. And then we'll have a Google Hangout afterwards, and you can join us, providing you've got a beer. That's the entry ticket. Have a great day, and have a wonderful weekend getting rained on. Thanks for listening.